from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It's the second Christmas Eve of the pandemic, and this region has blown past the 2,500 mark in terms of the number of COVID-19 diagnoses. Today's 58 new cases bring the Porcupine Health Unit territory to 2,521. The Hursthorn Payne area has one of the new ones. The James Bay Hudson Bay Coast has three. There are 14 between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson and 40 in Timmins. The current active total is 191. Ontario is reporting a record high for a single day of 9,571 new cases. That increases the rolling seven-day average to 4,922. Over the last day, six new deaths were recorded. Well, any concerns about not having a white Christmas in this neck of the woods were obviously unfounded. That only leaves worrying that weather might hinder Santa Claus's big trip tonight. Environment Canada meteorologist Gerald Cheng has been checking his radar scope and fancy computers. They tell him we're expecting up to 10 centimeters of snow.
Well, right now, I don't think it's going to cause big delays, although I think Rudolph will have to watch. We'll look at the visibility. It's something that they need to be mindful of as the team approaches the area.
Cheng adds it's nothing Rudolph's red nose can't get the sleigh through, so his advice is to go to bed and cover up your head because Santa Claus comes tonight. This might help. A Christmas tradition since 1955 continues tonight as NORAD tracks Santa through Canadian airspace to keep him safe. From CFB North Bay, Senior Director, 21 Aerospace Control and Warning Squadron, Captain Darren Ashton says they're watching the sky and waiting for St. Nick to show up on radar. Then jets will scramble to visually identify Santa and escort him on his journey across Canada. Captain Ashton says there are a few ways kids can follow along tonight.
They can interact with the online at www.noradsanta.org. They can follow Santa throughout with the Santa camps where he's going throughout the world. Also, they can call in to our volunteer center at NORAD at 1-877-HI-NORAD.
The website also features movies, music, games, and more. And finally this afternoon, Queen Elizabeth's Christmas Day message will probably be rather personal this year. In a photo that Buckingham Palace released today, the Queen is recording the message. Beside her is a picture of her with her husband, Prince Philip. He died in April. If he had lived until June, he would have turned 100. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.